när vi låtsas på riktigt från hjärtat och drömmen. Kan vi vakna med tiden och samsas i sömnen, för vi lever alla med känslan att falla. Och i tomhetens botten står vi på toppen. Står jag här med tomma händer, längtar efter något som kan rädda mig. Vart jag mig i världen vänder, står jag här med tomma händer, längtar efter något som kan rädda mig.
P3, Sveriges Radio.
Här är Ekot. EUs utrikesministrar möts på tisdag för att diskutera den upptrappade konflikten mellan Israel och Iran. Israel och Iran har fortsatt attackera varandra under kvällen. Israel har uppgett att de genomfört attacker från de västra till de östra delarna av Iran, samtidigt som Iran skickat robotar mot Israel. Flyglarm hördes tidigare i Jerusalem och Tel Aviv, rapporterar Reuters. Sverige nu, det blir ingen strejk för privatanställda inom vård och omsorg och städpersonal inom bland annat industrin. Parterna kom överens idag och varslet är därmed avblåst. Det nya avtalet innebär att deltidsanställda i flera branscher får övertidsersättning, precis som heltidsanställda. Malin Ragnegård är förbundsordförande för Kommunal.
Det har vi lyckats att få till nu genom medling och det är vi väldigt glada för.
Antje Dedering, som är förbundsordförande för Vårdföretagarna, är nöjd med att strejken nu inte bryter ut.
Vi är glada att vi har ett avtal på plats som liknar övriga avtal på arbetsmarknaden och att vi har undvikit en konflikt som faktiskt bara skulle drabba sjuka och äldre.
För 2 veckor sedan la Kommunal fram ett strejkvarsel för 50 000 privatanställda i vård och omsorg. Och fackförbundet Seko och Fastighetsanställdas förbund varslade om strejk för 600 städare på bland annat Volvo, Scania och Viking Line. Privat och offentligt anställda inom vård och omsorg ska nu få lika villkor och deltidsanställda ska få rätt till övertidsersättning. Eva Edström, som är ansvarig för städavtalet på Fastighetsanställdas förbund, förväntar sig att det leder till ökad sysselsättningsgrad för de många deltidsanställda som vill jobba mer.
Det blir ju naturligtvis dyrare för arbetsgivaren om man ska betala övertidsersättning till de deltidsanställda, och då kommer det att finnas en vilja på ett annat sätt att faktiskt istället personalplanera så att man kan ge de anställda en högre sysselsättningsgrad.
Sa Eva Edström på Fastighetsanställdas förbund, reporter Helena Björk. Jakten på den misstänkte politikermördaren Vance Bolter i Minnesota i USA fortsätter. Efter tips från boende i ett samhälle utanför Minneapolis, ungefär en timme från där gårdagens skjutningar skedde, har polisen hittat en bil som tillhör Bolter och som tros vara flyktbilen. Den 57-årige Vance Bolter jagas misstänkt för att ha skjutit 2 demokratiska lokalpolitiker och deras respektive i deras hem. Vår korrespondent Roger Wilson rapporterar.
Han beskrivs av myndigheterna som beväpnad och farlig. Man har delat en bild på det misstänkte taget av en övervakningskamera kort efter de 2 attacker han gjorde. Man har också skickat bilder på honom till gränspolisen om han försöker fly till Kanada. För de 2 som överlevde skjutningen, delstatssenatorn John Hoffman och hans fru Yvette, så säger man att läget har stabiliserats. Och enligt uppgifter från en släkting så har man beskrivit hur Yvette Hoffman använde sin kropp som en sköld för att skydda sin dotter när de blev beskjutna. Det här är också ett av flera fall av våldsamheter den senaste tiden. Bara de senaste månaderna så har till exempel Pennsylvanias guvernör Josh Shapiro, hans residens, försökte någon sätta eld på när han och hans familj befann sig i byggnaden på natten. Och vi har också sett skjutningar i Washington DC efter ett arrangemang på Judiska museet. Och president Trump utsattes ju för 2 attentat under valkampanjen. Så det här har ju gjort att man på nytt talar om behovet av att lugna ner den politiska retoriken i USA.
USA-korrespondent Roger Wilson. Stavhoppsstjärnan Armand Mondo Duplantis satte nytt världsrekord vid Diamond League-galan på Stockholms stadion ikväll. Mondo klarade 6,28 i första försöket. Senast en svensk satte världsrekord på svensk mark var den 30 juni 1987 när Patrik Sjöberg hoppade 2,42 i höjdhopp. Och sen titt på väderprognosen. Imorgon passerar regn bort österut över Götaland och Svealand. Det följs sen av minskad molnighet och en del sol. I Norrland dominerar månen med regn. Men i de sydligaste och nordligaste delarna av Norrland även en del sol. Temperatur från i söder 20 till 25 grader till i norr där det blir mellan 15 och 20 grader. Grader. Det var Ekot klockan 22 i studion. Simon Karlsson.
Okay, there we go. Legend.
At last, Stormzy.
You're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size 12s on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the U. Man, know that I kick up the U. Them way there try to suck the truth. How dare you to suck the truth? Look, you're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size 12s on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the U. Man, know that I kick up the U. Them way there try to suck the truth. How dare you to suck the truth? Wanna come round there like a bad boy, do it. Bundle the talking, go on and do it. Running through the party, bottle of Bacardi. Rolls on my ear saying, Storm, don't do it. Devil on my shoulder, I don't lack. Hit him with a crowbar, I don't scrap. Even when I'm sober, I'm so gassy, right? But there's no car and no match.
What are you talking about?
Clown, stand down. Never had a Mac 10 or a Trey Pound. You were never bad then, you ain't bad now. Never had a Mac then, little nigga, back down. Wait, I saw bear kicks, saw bear clothes. Said, fuck that, I can't wear those. I don't like them, they're not my thing. They went silent, they're all weirdos. Like, yeah, Storm's gone clear. Never had a Tom Ford or a Montclair. Man, them a car, but you see my don there. Fuck Reese, tell them don't do it, don't dare. Don't care who you know from my block. You're not Al Capone, you get boxed. They can take my car and my creps. I still do the road in my socks. Like, who's gonna stop me? You, him, weed and a cigarette. Blue Slims, don't be an idiot. Move smart, I've been killing it. New king, niggas ain't ready for my new stuff. You're a prick by yourself, go and group up. And when Crep went states for the BTs, I was covering Crep like a boot cut. If mad, it's a family ting, straight family ting. Dumb man, I broke, no salary ting. Had a painting called Amy, telling me to come round hers on a Valerie ting. Hashtag Murky Academy ting. Coming like art in the gallery ting. Dumb boy there, wanna chat about bars, wanna chat about crowd, but. You're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size 12s on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the U. Man, know that I kick up the U. Them boy there try to suck the truth. How dare you to suck the truth? Look, I'm too hot. Drug money in my shoebox. I'm the man of the house when my show sold out like the brother from the Boondocks. Beat Swan on my boombox. Still meat from the stew pot. Man, I'm go sick with my tune drops. Little man, that's a who blow, not a who block. What? Pronounce it right, you prick. I go Maggie, I'm down to die for this. I don't care, bro, I'm down to pipe your chick. Mad stress, so I'm bound to light my spliff. Wait, I'm down to ride for flips. Real G's gonna ride around to this. Man, I got no time to write a diss. I never left my 9 to 5 for this waste, man, ting. I don't care what rave man's in. I came here to relax, but if it gets mad, make a young boy take man's things. Try to tell me I'm way too big to rebel. Nah, man, you're never too big to rebel. I was in the O2 singing my lungs out, rude, but you're never too big for Adele. Leave my yard, blow a kiss to my girl. Salute to my sister as well. Gotta keep trophies down at my mum's bit. Man, I'm getting way too big for my shelf. Man, I see bare MCs on the sideline, but I still got a couple bangs in the pipeline. Man, I got grown men at me, bullshit. You're getting way too old for the timeline. You're getting way too old for this. Should've looked after your kids. Get out the booth, go home to your son. It's never too late to commit. It's like, man, love, put my name in the bar. Random flag, get a plane to Qatar. This year I learned how to take care of business. Next year I learned how to play the guitar. You're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size 12s on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the U. Man, know that I kick up the U. Them boy there try to suck the truth. How dare you to suck the truth? Look, you're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size 12s on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the U. Man, know that I kick up the U. Them boy there try to suck the truth. How dare you to suck the truth?
Tank. tankfartyg råliga och rasslande grime beats. Vi förflyttar oss till 2013 och ett regnigt södra England. Det är nu en dag på raffinaderiet utanför Southampton för en ung man med drömmar utöver det vanliga. 196 centimeter över havet. Michael O'Mari Jr., idag känd som Stormzy, hade lyssnat på sin mammas råd och tagit ett vanligt jobb. Men under lunchrasten kunde han inte slita blicken från telefonen och de senaste videorna från grime-hjältarna. Några höll på att ta det hela tillbaka till den ursprungliga känslan.
2013, I would have been working there, so about 6 years ago. So yeah, not crazy long ago when you think about it like that. Yeah, and yeah, I was just working. It was like a limbo in life where it was like I'd just like come off the roads. Like I said I was gonna cut out like that bullshit that I was doing, like whether it was selling drugs or getting into fights. Like I said, that's I'm leaving that behind me. But it was like I'm saying I'm leaving all that street shit behind, and I'm doing this, but I'm not always gonna do this. So it was like a limbo period of like, okay, this is a good job, like I'm on a good trajectory and for like being an engineer and in that career, but I was like, this just seems like a waiting place for something else, like, which was obviously music, yeah.
But were you out there on the platform in the wind, in the rain, doing your stuff out ocean? How was it?
Yeah, it was looking back at it, it's very funny. Like it's the total opposite of like being a musician and like, whoa, like it's the total opposite. It was just very like, it was very regimented, like wake up and then go to get drive to the refinery, jump on the bus, drive to like our little bit of the refinery, sit at my desk and crack on with my day. So yeah, it's just super different. Yeah, I was out on site. I was in Esso Fawley refinery, so doing that like oil and all. But yeah, looking back at it, I was kind of just winging it though. Like I was just like doing it for the sake of doing it, but also what I find super, super funny was the fact that, like, a lot of the time, yeah, I always think back to, like, the people who I was working with on the refinery who had no idea that, like, they had no... I had absolutely... So I was, like... And I was, like, the only black guy there. There was me. There was another black guy called Nigel who, like... Nigel ran the, like, tool shop there. And then... Yeah, and plus, because I'm from London, it was even madder. Like, just this black kid from London, like... being an engineer on this big oil refinery with like welders and like steel riggers. I was probably way out of my depth, like both in terms of like, just in terms of everything. So I always find it funny that like, there's people who I would have been working with who would have seen Glastonbury and think, fucking hell, like shit, like that's, yeah, we didn't expect it. So yeah, that's always like a nice thing, yeah.
But when you had lunch breaks, you checked Wiley videos and dreamt strong about other things.
Yeah. All the time, I used to write on post-it notes. All the time, I used to write lyrics. I now that I think about it, at the time, I was even still doing music. There was like, I was not heavily, but I would have like a video or something called a freestyle or something.
Yeah. Big pimpin' boy, and I rinse this toy for my Scotland G's and my English boys. Man said I can't do grind. What was we thinking, boy?
There would be music I would have released during that time when I was working, but it would have just been very secretive, like trying to not let the workplace or like the fellow apprentices know that I do music. So like, I remember vividly like being at my desk and like submitting my video to Grime Daily, like. And getting paid, and then I put my bank, like transferred £60 to Grime Daily, send my video link over, and then they'll put up on the website. And that was at my work desk, like on this oil refinery. So yeah.
Like, where do I start? Most these men weren't here from the start. Stay for the sun, disappear in the dark. Stay clued up and stay clear of the sharks. Shout out Conswell's there in the park. Said this, see him and they're clearing the charts. All these girls shed tears on my heart. Trying to find why they don't care for my past. Still no bias, just bearing them bark.
That's why I'm still not hearing them talk. When I hit a lick, then I share it with Mark. I'm be the one to take care of my dogs. Summer old 10 was there in my yard. Them times there, yeah, my hearing was hard. Snakes in the click, those bare in the grass. Can I get the mic when I'm raring to start? Heart's too big and it beats too loud. Jump on the stage, go and do me proud. Don't you ever let them see you down. Don't you ever let them take your crown. Give a fuck if they're easily pleased. Thank God I got a reason to breathe. Suddenly I get weak on my knees. Think got the dreamer's disease. And this shit's gonna kill me. Yeah, this shit's gonna kill me. Damn. Yeah, this shit's gonna kill me. All these sleepless nights and these cheap ass flights. This mad man, nigga, do you feel me? Been through a lot, but I'm sure that I'm still me. Well, maybe I'm not, but it comes with a cost. I just hope it's the real me. I can't wait till the six figure deal me. Dream is disease, man, I think that I caught it. Sold me the dream and I went and I bought it. I can't even afford it. Should've played safe, put it straight to my mortgage. It's too late now, can't turn back. Time's one thing that you can't turn back. So please listen to the words I rap. There's been vision every verse I spat. Heart's too big and the beat's too loud. Don't you ever let them see you down. Don't you ever let them see you down. Don't you ever let them see you down. They say that we dream too big. They say that we've lost our minds. They say we've got the dreams disease. And I tell them that it keeps me alive. Keeps me alive.
Stormzy rör sig fortfarande bland stål. Som projektledare på Englands största oljeraffinaderi. När hans råa freestyles uppmärksammas. Bra jobb, bra lön. Men det är inte svårt att ge upp allt för musiken. Sommaren 2014 Stormzy på väg att fullständigt fängslas av sina drömmar. Anländer med EPn Dreamer's Disease. På den tiden ligger han nära road rap. Men en serie hungriga haranger över klassisk grime visar den sanna kärleken.
Look, I grew you niggas. Tweaked and fixed, fine tuned you niggas. From me, man, I born and drawn, yet my soul storms, I slew these niggas. They say I'm a YouTube nigga. That's cool, I'm fine with that. But when you see me in the flesh, could you give me a shout, pull me up and remind me that.
Det gick trögt till en början. Sångerskan Ray Black, som finns med i videon till Big For Your Boots, minns när det bara var hon och 20 andra i publiken vid en tidig Stormzy-spelning.
And I could not believe, because my friend and I were like his biggest fans at that time. I was like, where is everybody? Like, do they not know this guy is about to take over? So yeah, it's been incredible to see his growth from like performing to 20 people where people aren't even like paying attention. Everyone's like, who's this guy? To him being like one of the most known names in the UK.
Stormzy lät sig inte påverkas av ointresset. Inget kunde rubba övertygelsen. Wicked Skangman Part 4 Freestylen. Ett elakt svar till alla tvivlare blev historisk. Då den primitiva inspelningen gick in på topp 20 i England. Och så fortsatte det. Stormzy la en freestyle i parken Shut Up. Och förvånade alla när den gick in på topp 10 julen 2016.
Five in the park. Let's go.
Man tries to be better than me. Tell my man shut up. Mention my name in your tweets. I rule by shut up.
Shut up.
Better than me? Shut up.
Shut up.
Best in the scene. Tell my man, yo, yo, couple man call me a backup dancer. On stage at the Brits, I'm a backup dancer. If that makes me a backup dancer, the man in your vids,
backup dancer.
The man in your pics,
backup dancer.
Man wanna chat about backup dancer. Big man like me with a beard, I'm a big man, how the fuck can I? Army comes everywhere I go. I can't run with my enemy show. Walk in the club with all of my chugs. Party's done, everybody go home. Apart from the girl, them you lot stay. Walk in the club with a girl, say hey. Tell a man like I'm K to the A.
Men för att nå nästa nivå krävdes det att Stormzys vision fångades på riktigt i en studio. Drömmen om närmast symfonisk grime med gospelinslag. Producenten och för detta Craig David-gitarristen Fraser T. Smith klev in. Känd från samarbeten med bland andra Adele och Sam Smith. Fraser delade Stormzys syn och det 10 månader långa arbetet med Gang Signs and Prayer bar frukt. Vi tar oss an ett obegränsat artisteri, där hårdhet, humor, skryt och sårbarhet samsas. Vi landar i ett nummer där Stormzy blottar sin själ. Vreden riktas mestadels mot den frånvarande fadern, taxichauffören.
So we probably had a deadline to finish the album on like, say if it was like 5 p.m. the next day. I went to the studio at like 5 p.m. the day before and then left at like 6 a.m. in the morning with Lamy Bear. Like, so I'd created the whole album was done, and then I said, I want this track. The 16th track, the outro, is gonna be called Lamy Bear.
He said, yo son, I need a car. I kiss my teeth and turn my back. That nigga, you ain't seen my face for years. Nigga, you ain't seen my face for time. And the first thing you're asking for is that. Fuck you.
Like, before I'd written anything, before I'd even heard music, like, as in, it was just a title, like, Lamy Bear, like, as in, I'm gonna lay it all bare, and I'm gonna get all off my chest. I'm gonna make this whole album, I'm gonna say everything I need to say, and then at the end, I'm gonna say, okay, this is my album, now this is what I've gotta say, like, as in, just get it all off your chest, like. So, it was a beat by EY originally, so EY made this kind of, like, slow beat for an Adidas promo thing I did, and I just remember that I really loved the chords, so then I said to Fraser, like, can we take these chords and make them into, like, just something a bit, like, something that I can kind of, now that I think about it, like, when you think about the drums and Lamy Bear and, like, just the kind of fierceness of it, like, it is, like, a proper, like, I feel like it's, like, almost like a child just scream, like, you know, just a child screaming and getting it all off their chest of, like, this and that, like, and this hurts, and, like, it was me, like, crying and shouting and being angry and getting it all off my chest, so we made the beat, and then I just sat there for hours and hours and just said, this is the final track on the album, we've got to submit the album, like, as in mixed, mastered, 5 p.m, get it done. I was like, this is the final track, just get it all off your chest, just say every, like, yeah, just say all the say all those, like, dark little bits that you haven't said elsewhere. Do you know what I mean? We've celebrated my faith. We've said I'm the best MC. We've spoken about this, how it was back in the day, how it is now, all these dynamics. And I said, bro, but you haven't spoken about how you're actually, how you've spoken about how you're feeling, but tell us a bit more. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, I said, I don't want anyone listening to this album and then not understanding me.
Was it angst towards your father?
Yeah, it's mad though. It's mad though, because I feel like it's, and maybe, you know how you were saying earlier about music being therapeutic? Maybe, now that I think about it, maybe that's a big part of the reason why now today I'm not so angry at my dad. Because maybe I think, because I've always kind of said, like, in life, like, anyone who knows me, kind of, if my dad comes up, I'm always kind of like, I don't actually care, like, genuinely, like, as in, there's zero kind of emotion there. However, now that I think about it, there obviously was emotion there, because for me to go on the track and, like, say, like, bro, that, do you know what I mean? I was clearly angry and clearly thought, like, bro, what the fuck, like, that's, you can't do that. But I guess now that I look back at it, I think me saying it on the track kind of released my anger, and it was like, bro, like, that's something I might have harbored. So I said, bro, let me say it, like, bro, like, dad, you've gone, like, that's fucking crazy, like, and I've said it. So now I think I'm at peace, like, do you know what I mean? Not maybe not at peace, but, like, it's like I got that anger off, like, I got that anger, I've got my frustration out. I just shouted on the song and said, bro, that, what the fuck, that, and then now I don't need to be so frustrated and angry about it.
One more time, I'll make it clear. There's some shit I hate to share. Skate this life or pay the fare. Grab this gun and aim it there. Shoot my pain and slay my fear. Before I die, I say my prayer. Don't worry about the mess, just lay me there. This is all I got, so lay me bare. Look, one more time, I'll make it clear. There's some shit I hate to share. Skate this life or pay the fare.
grab this gun and aim it there. Shoot my pain and slay my fear. Before I die, I say my prayer. Don't worry about the mess, just lay me there. This is all I got, so lay me bare. Lord help me, please, I'm breaking down. Trying to call my name and take my crown. Little bit of pain, I'll paint the town. When they put me in my grave, don't make a sound. Cause there's still some days I find it hard. Smoke my spliff and write my bars. I know they see me climb the charts, but plaques won't help me find my heart. Yo, God, what's good? I need you bad. Devils in my ear, I need you back. Got scars on my soul, I've been attacked. Even when I'm low, I seem relaxed. But the years been mad, I lost my way. They think I went ghost to drop my tape. Not knowing that I fell and lost my faith. Like Satan, please, no, not today. So fuck this shit, this ain't a joke. Just to get away, I take a talk. I took this pain and made a boat. Lord knows how the fuck I stayed afloat. Last year I cried too many times. Weren't for flips and weren't for rams. Weren't for Rachel, weren't for Ken. Man, them people save my life. Like, man, I get low sometimes, so low sometimes. Airplane mode in my phone sometimes. Sitting in my house with tears in my face. Can't answer the door to my bro sometimes. Roaming around all alone sometimes. Them known sometimes. I was a young dead start, but this shit's like Game of Thrones sometimes. One more time, I'll make it clear. There's some shit I hate to share. Escape this life or pay the fare. Grab this gun and aim it there. Shoot my pain and slay my fear. Before I die, I say my prayer. Don't worry about the mess, just lay me there. This is all I got, so lay me bare. Look, one more time, I'll make it clear. There's some shit I hate to share. Escape this life or pay the fare. Grab this gun and aim it there. Shoot my pain and slay my fear. Before I die, I say my prayer. Don't worry about the mess, just lay me there. This is all I got, so lay me bare. Like, bro, I can't believe I saw my dad. Still up in the end, still driving cabs. He said, yo, son, I need a car. I kiss my teeth and turn my back. Like, nigga, you ain't seen my face for years. Nigga, you ain't seen my face for time. And the first thing you're asking for is that. Fuck you, that's where I draw the line. Should've dashed through a rat, like, keep the change. And fuck letting go, I'll keep the pain. 23 years, I'm still the same. When you hear this, I hope you feel ashamed. Car, we were broke, like, what the fuck? Mum did well to hold us up. But yet, she still forgave your ass. But mumsy's cool, I'm cold as fuck. Fuck that, I'm still not over this. Fuck that, no, I'm still not over this. Flips told me someone died in Heath. Like, please don't say I know the kid. When I heard TS, I kissed my teeth. And then I broke down in disbelief. My bro CH and Yogi too. Man, I'll be damned to miss the street. But I still got old school friends that I should've been cool with. Man that I ride for, man I went to school with. Man that I love him, man I kick ball with. My phone's there, just call it. But I guess things just got strange for me. We all grew fast and gracefully. I left my hood and grabbed the mic. And I got me a girl that prays for me. One more time, I'll make it clear. There's some shit I hate to share. Escape this life or pay the fare. Grab this gun and aim it there. Shoot my pain and slay my fear. Before I die, I say my prayer. Don't worry about the mess, just lay me there. This is all I got, so lay me bare. Look, one more time, I'll make it clear. There's some shit I hate to share. Escape this life or pay the fare. Grab this gun and aim it there. Shoot my pain and slay my fear. Before I die, I say my prayer. Don't worry about the mess, just lay me there. This is all I got, so lay me bare. Lay me bare.
Stormzy i ett musikaliskt meta-universum påverkat av rasism, paranoia, social och politisk oro, men också av melodier som visade vördnad för gospelskatten. Grime-artister hade genom historien hämmat sig själva. Minimalismen, den okuvliga energin och de kraftiga rötterna i dancehall, hiphop och diverse brittiska mutationer från 90-talet innebar i verkligheten oändliga möjligheter. När och hur insåg Stormzy allt det här?
Very good question. I think the first time, do you know what, I'll say the first time I realized that there was all these possibilities was when, luckily, because I've been a student of grime and like just black British culture in general from a young kid, so I had the pleasure of like watching everyone just thrive from like Wiley to, from Dizzy to Wiley to Devlin to Rex 3-2. I had the pleasure of watching everything. So then when I finally came to do music, it was like I had all this knowledge of like, and all this like expertise of, okay, you done it like this, you done it like that. And I had all this at my disposal. I had like I had all this knowledge and all of that. So it was like, okay, so now that I'm coming in, I'm going to do what I'm doing. Like I'm going to, keep that same like kind of grime energy and spraying as like your Wileys and your Dizzies and your Skeptors and whatnot. But I'm also gonna like use my R&B because I haven't seen artists do that. Like it was like I've watched artists do it, so like, oh, how am I gonna do my thing? Okay, cool. I'm gonna come in, I'm gonna do a bit of R&B and I'm gonna bring a bit of gospel with what I'm doing, do you know what I mean? So I think that's, I would have realised the musicality and the kind of horizons a very long time ago, do you know what I mean? Just watching things and thinking, okay, when I come to do mine, I'm gonna do it a bit different, yeah. Yeah.
So you became the chosen one?
Apparently, yeah. Apparently, yeah, chosen one, schmozen one. I don't know.
Okay. Paintings on my WhatsApp and my iPhone too. The brown skin girls and the white ones too. Hello. Girls love me and I love them too. I was on the rolls when Lizzie made I Love You. We'll talk about me, better hashtag Merch. Hashtag Merch. Can't chat about speed like my cabman search. Shout out to my big bro Wiley, that's a bad man from early. Look, I'm a boss man like Birdie, I'm a bad man like Surly.
Surely.
If Graham's dead, then how am I here? How? Big man like me with a beard, look, how am I scared?
How can I?
God's wrath is the only power man fear. Couple skeng man and shower man here. Shower man down in my shower man gear. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Talk about me, you better hashtag problem.
Hashtag problem.
Adidas creps, don't ask where I got them. Don't ask where they are, don't ask if I copped them. I go half of my team, I go half of my squad. Where'd you get Rolly from? Where'd you get Rolly from? I do not know this Don. Where do you know me from? Out here like the roll deep song, man. I'm trying to put my coldies on. I do not know this Don. Where do you know me from? Where do you know me from? Where do you know me from? Can't chat about gal, I get loads of that.
True.
Man, know I'm a beast on stage. Don't make man go back to Culture Clash.
What we say? Boy, man, fucking no. What we say, everybody? Yeah? Yeah?
What? Man, I overgassed. Dark skin boy, man, I over black. Talk real greasy, you're known for that. Talk about peace, but you owe me that. Man, I'm not real like that. Yeah. Real talk, man, I get killed like that. Yeah. Man, I talk rectal, man, I get caught in the flesh. Look, man, I'm not built like that. We all know you're a good child.
Do you think that people will look back upon this time as the start of a brand new music style beyond hip-hop, beyond garage, beyond everything else?
That would be great to achieve that, definitely.
DC Rascal i Östra London 2003.
And it'll just be interesting to see that, like, obviously I've done my thing, but other people, if it does what it's meant to do, where other people catch inspiration and do their own thing, to see what else comes about, maybe as a result of it, like, that'll be interesting to see. It's 2003 and that, it's a whole new millennium, man. There's gonna be new shit about it. It's gonna be just exciting to see it all.
En modig generation som förskjutits av den etablerade garage-scenen fick allt att glida över i grime. 18-årige Dizzy Rascal blev frontfigur. Stormzy var 10 år gammal när MCs spottade blod och eld till en sörja av skälvande beats och smutsiga syntljud. Grime, det hackiga ljudspåret till det nya millenniets London, fick gangsta-rap att framstå som stenålders musik. Apokalyptiskt och hoppfullt på samma gång. En ful blandning av hiphop, garage och ragga, filtrerat genom drum and bass och bemantlat med en egen punk-energi.
I'm not trying to ruin no one's garage scene. Like, I'm not trying to tell no one how they should make music and tell them, ah, use a shit, blah, blah, blah. Never that. I've got a like, real passion for music overall. Anything can catch my ear. Like, it could be music from Thailand or music from Bangladesh or whatever, man. Like, if it catches my ear, I feel it, and if I want to work with it, I'll just work with it. You know what I mean? That's all it is for me, really.
But Dizzy Rascal, to be honest, you what was left of the UK garage scene, you ate it up and spit it out something totally different. Well, you must see that.
Well, if that's what happened, that's what happened. I mean, maybe it needed change at the same time. I don't think any bad's come of it. It's just maybe the whole scene's kind of formatted itself and a lot of the youth are grabbing onto it like it should be, because it was stuck for a bit, man. And a lot of bare young people are latching onto it and they're doing their thing with it.
You were never hanging around twice as nice, bling-blinging.
Like, I couldn't really get into a lot of them raves until I started getting big, like MC. Because like, I'm on Quantum Bears, I have my hooded top on, my tracksuit bottoms, my trainers. I ain't going to change for no one. Like, let me in. They wouldn't let me in. So I didn't get into most of them raves, but I was more Palace Pavilion, Stratford Rex, like the Grammy raves where you could get in with the hood and that. Yeah, them raves, oh, they were the ones where I went to rave.
I love you.
The drum and bass, the garage tempo was what I learned to like get along with when it came to writing to it. But I was always into drum and bass more and hip hop, man.
When did you sort of notice or recognize that you could take this drum and bass feeling, merge it with something else and make something totally new? When did that happen and how did it happen?
I think it's because I started off as a DJ first, so I was listening to as much drum and bass and everything as well and learning about breaks and timing and everything. That has its effect, that stays with you inside. And making music, I started off making like producing on computers in school, so I was limited, I was restricted to the kind of sounds I was using.
I was a DJ at first.
Wiley.
And I had so much drive in my body to make it, like to be someone, until Jungle got noisy, and then I didn't even like it anymore because it got noisy, yeah. So then I was like, no, I'm not into this anymore because it's gone well noisy. But really, all it was just like the development of the music, which my ear didn't go with, so like I came off of it was too noisy, and then I was listening to garage, house and garage, and I was just like, I like this music, I like it, I listen to it, but when I make music at that tempo, like 135 or whatever, 135 between 140, when I make it, what comes out of me is not what they make, but it's the same tempo, and I can chat on the mic, so I just started doing my own thing with it, with it, with it, with it. And then everyone else started to do their own thing. And then one day we just had a whole scene. And it weren't none of the garage people. It was just us, kids.
Wiley förde fram Dizzy Rascal och Roll Deep Crew. Formade allt till SG via klubbkvällar och kalla rytmer som Ice Rink. Raderade en orientalisk influens och en melodiös känsla. Något nästan symfoniskt i den nedmonterade. Stormzy skulle bygga vidare 10 år senare. En glaciär av metalliska rytmer. Wiley kanaliserade ut vreden via ordkrig och sin musik Eski eller Eskimo. En metafor för samhällets kyla och den egna inre isbeläggningen.
When you're growing up and you grow up into a family where everyone portrays that life is nice and warm and blah 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 and family, but when you go out into the real world on your own, it's a cold world, isn't it? And it turns you cold as well. Like if you, I when I was young, I had a lot of anger inside for whatever. Like if someone pissed me off on Monday, on Wednesday I might still be angry. Like, do you know what I mean? And I had a lot of anger inside. And then one day, there was one point in my life where I had lots and lots where I was just felt very cold towards everyone, family, everyone. And that's when I first started making all this music. I don't know, I just feel angry, but not not angry in a way where like I want to stop, but angry as in I just want to, it's like I'm chasing after the reasons, do you know what I mean, innit? Like I sit down and I think to myself, like, all these bad things happening over there, like it's going to happen to us one day. And then it's drawing me closer to, I don't know, it's crazy, man, it's crazy. But if you listen to my latest music, you'll think, oh my God, that's like, mad, it's mad, it's mad. Since that thing in the Middle East, that's mad.
It's drawing you closer to death, that's what it is.
Yeah, basically it must be, because it's like, it's making me realise that obviously you don't live forever, you're born to die, and like I look up and I just think to myself, well, all I do in this life is music, and so I'm never going to stop doing music, but I'm going to be doing music to the day I die. I'm going to be doing music to the day I die, definitely.
But Wiley, you've been close to death a couple of times.
Yeah, loads of times, and flipping. What it is is that when you get close to death, it makes you not scared of anything anymore, and it makes you lose fear. Like before, I got stabbed like 7 times, and then 2 weeks later, I got stabbed 7 times again. At the beginning of that year, I was like fighting quite a lot, so like I was getting into a lot of situations where people will try to like take me for an idiot sort of thing, and I'm like no, I'm rebelling, like I'm a rebellious person, and I'm fighting back. But then I was fighting back so much until the end of the year and I got stabbed, so that made me stop a minute and say, hold on a sec, like you could have been not alive, so just take it easy. And it's made me calm down a bit, but then it, like some days I just have angry bursts in it, and it just makes me go mad.
If you can't do 10k for a sweet, then I don't want to hear no chat about numbers. You man are my youngers, all blacked out like grungers, tens and twenties and hundreds, tens and twenties and thousands. I can't ever just loud them on Mount Everest shouting, soon go back to the mountains. Third album, nigga, I blessed the beat with smoke, and my day one bros, they kept me close. Then I sit my techie, take a tour. They're trying to get me on the ropes. I ain't broke, especially in this cold. So please, man, let's just be adults and don't be flexing in my boat. Nigga, you can't test me, I'm the GOAT. Rolex collections looking dope. I got the Pepsi and the hoe, and I ain't flexing on you niggas, cause I'll still be sexy if I'm broke. Wait there, and I was made to win, like I'm designed to blow. We're doing major things, but it's a minor though. I used to pay for things, but that was time ago. And now I hit you niggas with the wider flow. It's like, bad 'em up, bad 'em up, bad 'em up once. Never could you take me for a dance. Been on the scene for 100 months. All I met is bare cunts. Take man for lunch, either you get punched. Pick one boy from your bunch, tell man jump. Oh, well, you didn't want to jump well. Oh, well, look now, you're slumped, little nigga, I swear.
Little nigga, I swear.
Get out my lane.
Get out my lane.
North and east and west are hot, but the south's on flames. This year I'ma be a household name. I grew up in a house of pain. I don't do it for the clout or fame. All the real niggas gonna vouch for my name. All the real niggas gonna vouch for my. Yeah. 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 If you ain't got more than 5 top 10s, then I don't wanna hear no chat about charting. You man are just starting. Coming like a young Chris Martin. Start swinging with my arms like Carlton. Start swinging with my arms like Anthony. All my niggas been charged, don't amp me. Have you missing a bra and panty? If you see me in a dance, I'm anti. Quite frankly, heavyweight champion of the world. They wanna woo me from my belt. If you ever hear Stormzy caught a nail, know I stood tall before I fell. There's a couple birthdays coming up, so I took like a quarter from the shelf. Spent like 100 on my mum, then about 140 on myself. The melee I sported like Pharrell, but I got a Nautilus as well. All of these stories that I live, my nigga, these are the stories that I tell. Wait there, and I was made to win, like I'm designed to blow. We're doing major things, but it's a minor though. I used to pay for things, but that was time ago. And now I hit you niggas with a wider flow. It's like, run up on them, man, laughing, fuck it. You got a chain, but you tuck it, fuck it. Man, throw dirt on my name, blood, fuck it. Slew anybody in the family, fuck it. Run up on them, man, laughing, fuck it. You got a chain, but you tuck it, fuck it. Man, throw dirt on my name, blood, fuck it. Slew anybody in the family, I.
Last 3 tunes kind of proved that I did this. Man, what you say, I put a U on my shit list. Must be the same old U in the dinner hall, primary. Sipping on my juice and my biscuits. I'm from a place where you move to the witness. Staring your face, feeling business and business. Came for the fame, but she stayed for the litness. Hot you, new girl, she loves Mr. Skangle.
Never ever see me with guys known for verbals. My brothers pull up a sky, no rehearsals. Don't switch sizes, no role reversals. How's the best spitter and grab so commercial? Wait, nobody said you're good, done your chat. Your girl tech the wood lumberjack. Hit him with a lighter flex, humble brag. I can't drop the bag, I'm the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you ain't got no platinum plaques, then I don't wanna hear no chat about.
No, I'm joking.
Stormzy här med Wiley Flow studerade grime-historien och förflyttade energier. Andra hade haft chansen före honom utan att riktigt ta tillvara på möjligheterna. Pressade mellan gatans krav och kommersiell taktik och motarbetade av ett etablissemang som såg musiken som ett hot. Grunderna var lagda, misstagen begångna och Stormzy kunde förlita sig på sin intuition.
I'm like a very, very like... I'm a very, very prime example of what happens when you open doors, because then I was able to see the possibilities of like everything, do you know what I mean? So I think that's what it was. It was like, okay, everyone's kind of given me this luxury, like, because everyone's kind of gone before me and they've made mistakes and they've had to fight and all of these things. So now it makes it easier for me to come in and say, okay, I'm gonna do it my way. So yeah.
Then what made you so brave to expose vulnerability in this super macho world of grime and post grime?
What made me so brave? Do you know what I think made me brave? I think it was the fact that I knew I was offering something different, and I knew what I was offering was very important. I think that's what made me brave about it. It was like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna do what I'm doing. I'm gonna spit. I'm gonna spray bars all day long. But I'm also gonna talk about my faith in God. I'm gonna talk about my life and the darkest bits of it and all of this. So I think that's what made me brave enough to do it. It was like, okay, this is my story, and I feel like this is a brilliant story. So I'm brave enough to kind of come into music and say, like, I'm owning my story, and yeah, I think that's what it was, yeah.
You dealing with the self-doubt and depression, how did that play a part in it?
That's another part of the story. And I think that's another part of the story that I thought is important to tell.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. You just wanna know what it feels like. You don't know what you want, but it feels right. And you ain't even my girl, but we still tight. Oh, your man took you down, oh, sick, that's nang. Let me put you on a real flat. Shit. Welcome to the trail lab. That view's from the shard, then I go and book a car, then we go and get a meal lab. You're trying to look into my soul and see the real Mac. I got a long-term plan, I'm a long-term man, I'm just trying to get the deal right. But my issue is pride. If I ever told you I missed you, I lied. Screaming at my phone like I wish you would try. Poison love, if I kiss you, I die. You get mad, get pissed, and you cried. And you make a one wish and send a kiss to the sky. I can't lie, man, I wish you were mine. But the truth is, I ain't got the tissue attack. I could show you my dirty little secrets. Promise me you're always gonna keep it, girl. Tell me that you love me, you're the sweetest. I didn't wanna love you, but I deep it, girl. I go thunder. Girl, I go thunder. I go thunder. Yeah, I go thunder.
Med en intim intensitet öppnar Stormzy upp för nya ämnen i grimens macho-värld. Där Stormzy kommer ifrån är mental ohälsa både utbredd och tabubelagd. En undersökning visar att 26% av unga i Storbritannien har levt med självmordstankar. Stormzy var klämd mellan gatugängen och polisen. Neddragen av samhällets förakt och rasistiska blick. Det innebär något att Stormzy pratar om sina depressioner och sitt självtvivel.
A big part of why my story is going to be different, or why my story is going to be important, is because of the fact that I'm going to try and tell it in its entirety. So as much as I'm going to say, oh, I'm the best MC in the world and I fuck you up and all of these crazy things, I was like, I also got to tell you about like my darkest days, you know what I mean? So yeah, I think that's what gave me the kind of courage to do it, yeah.
Have you dealt with your depression by now?
No, I wouldn't. It's a weird one, because it's like it's like I've gotten a lot better at facing it. I've gotten better at dealing with it, but it's still difficult, innit? But yeah, it's whatever. Yeah.
Music is the outlet now.
Yeah. Music can be therapy for it. Yeah, it can be for some people. For me, it can be.
But if you think really deep into your soul, what do you think that you mean for youth in London at the moment? A lot of youth is dealing with mental illness, for example. Mm. That's a plague going on. Mm. Youth in London. What do you mean for them?
I think for like young kids in London going through whatever it is, whether it's mental health or it's whatever it is, I think hopefully I always just want to like hope to just be like a kind of very human reason for anything.
Okay. Coldest nigga alive, I'm so cold. You niggas get on my nerves, you're so old. Easy. Yeah. Alright. I bait on my whip in the vid like a prick, now I'm Carlos. Now it's the Uber thing, I still got this regardless. Do what them and then are them and are harmless. I just went to the park, my friends and I charted. I have never been a victim, never been a target. The girls love this shit, yeah, they love it like Barfist. Hashtag Mercury, the label, I'm coming like darkest. I was on the roads when gigs made talking the hardest. Look, Rubai done him on side. One time check tube on him on side. Niggas ain't brave, I can see it in your face. Let me tell you about the days I was running in a hype light. Who are you? Where you been? Where you snowland? Where you stack? Where you strap? Where you crow land? Big pump, don't stump when it's showtime. Kinda funny how I didn't need a cosign. Shut your mouth, you ain't squeezing. Pussy boy, I just leave him. I've been cold the whole season. I shook on my neck so I'm freezing. Touch the mic, they just wheel him. You man, I got too much feelings. Late night, I'm at knees. Fill it all fish and I'm breezing. Ain't dropping nothing for a minute, I'm fine. Roll to the booth, then I bill it with rhymes. Know a couple OGs that are living off crime. But a young black boy made a million off grime. So tell bro Strunson, suck your mum, we don't care, bro. And tell them riot feds, oi, bust your gun, you won't dare, bro. All my young black kings rise up, man, this is our year. And my young black queens right there, yeah. It's been a long time coming, I swear. If you don't turn this up, it's no fun. You ain't heard of us, you're so dumb. Can't be scared to push your youth. You can have your burner tucked, I won't run. You can have all the hype, I won't dust. You can send all you like, you won't bust. Man can't bluff me out, I call bluff. Them boys get fucked about, then call us. Cracky, hey. Oh my god, this Big Mikey, hey. Cut the whip, it's so pricey, hey. I should call my next one icy. Cool. Touch the mic, I get lively, hey. Don't draw me out, I ask nasty, right. Do the road and do wifey, right. I wonder why they don't like me. Cold. Right now everything's cold, it's a cold summer. Yeah, cold. Everything's cold. Hashtag Mikey 20. I've been cold the whole season. I should call my necks on freezing. I've been cold the whole season. I should call my necks on freezing. I've been cold the whole season. I should call my necks on freezing. I've been cold the whole season. I should call my necks on easy.
Cold är mer än högoktanig grime. Det är en låt om självförverkligande. Stormzy föddes 1993 då den vilda dancehall- och rave-mutationen Jungle fick hela London att vibrera. Den ensamstående mamman Abigail, migrant från Ghana och två äldre systrar, kallade honom för Junior. Mamman gav sonen ett bra självförtroende och en stark tro. Han fantiserade om att bli premiärminister, hade känslan av att han en gång skulle bli något stort. Abigail spelade hiplife, gospel och brittisk soul och tog honom till Elam Pentecostal-kapellet varje söndag. Det gällde att manövrera rätt för att hitta en egen självbild. Gatan lockade trots riskerna. Stormzy sålde droger under en period och blev knivhuggen 3 gånger.
Men så långt tillbaka som han kan minnas var siktet inställt på att bli MC. Idag har han inget emot att vara det goda exemplet för ungar i London. En mörk berättelse som strålar av ljus.
I'm a human like him, do you know what I mean? Who's like, for whatever reason, I've managed to build a career, I've managed to get through things and whatever, and I'm exactly the same as any young kid in London, especially a young black man. Like, I think that's like the specifically like there's young black men in London who like who I'm 100% like exactly like them. Like, as much as I've reached a certain height in my career, I'm exactly like you. So the fact that I'm exactly like you means that there's a the world is your oyster. Do you know what I mean? Because I was able to do it, and I'm no different to you. So yeah.
We must talk about your fierce rhyming style.
Yeah.
Where the hell does it come from? Yeah. Did you listen to Bone Thugs and Harmony? Did you listen to Fast Spitters as Tongue Twister? Or was it just Dizzy that did it?
Yeah, yeah. It was just your Wileys and your Skeptas. So it's funny you say that, like, about Bone Thugs and Harmony. That is like that, and no disrespect to them. Like, they're amazing, and they're like they're very important for what they've done for culture is very important, and like they're legendary.
Bring it to you, oh yeah. Right off the jump, ooh, now I got to let you know. When you see me, better roll with the big shotguns. And we deep when we creep, never sleeping. And we dropping them whammies on fools who wanna get dumb enough. Now that you know like that, these niggas come around, they don't know how to act. In fact, I'm at the track in the back with a couple of my cats in the hood. Smoking weed enough to no good. Ray dog in the truck and we rolling that back. A slang that bell on over your thugs. So me and the rest of these thugs can marinate. We straight, get high so high. That's how my mental state is. I parlay like every day. Don't think I don't pick play a Haitian, but you better be pinning yourself or contend with the M11 357 automatic weapons from my ship. The niggas wanna take my helmet, my wealth, check yourself, trying to contend but they couldn't win. Kid took it to the head with the 50 hand. Now we in a win 500 bins, so we roll. Drop the top and lock the locks, cock the Glock. About to hit this corner, living like a thug on the real. Who's stronger when I put it on ya? All pay is gone.
Murder them all. Default, book. Niggas take it as they pissed off and they fuck with the room, motherfuckers, they fuck with it when we pop, bitch. Ooh, we got something that put you back in your truck quick. Yeah, 4-4 Magnum, go and deliver. Ain't no nigga better, 357, put that ass in the matter. Execution, I be shooting wild. You running off with your mouth. You blind me cause you watch me. My nigga, we know what you think about you.
For me, like, Bone Thugs and Harmony and, like, your Mobb Deep or Wu-Tang or whatever, like, was going on in hip-hop, like, like as a young kid, now that I'm a big man, I can appreciate hip hop and I understand. But as a young kid, like, I can only say that Americans meant nothing to me. Like, as in, like, your legendary rappers in America and your legendary, like, they didn't mean nothing to me growing up. Like, my legends, like, my Bone Thugs and Harmony was like Roll Deep, like, do you know what I mean? And like my like Run DMC was Wiley.
I'll be overwhelmed. Like, it's something that I helped create. And the more and more I think, like, this thing is massive, this thing's powerful, it makes me think, oh my God, look what you've created. And then I think, no, don't think like that. And I just try and look the other way, but we've created a very, very powerful thing, very powerful.
Yeah, that's like I'm a proper child of like British music and grime, because like, that's where my whole style comes from. Just like that energy, that speed, that fierceness, like it all comes from. Yeah, you're British legends, yeah.
Let. All right, first things first, I've been putting in the work, I'm a rebel with a cause. Had problems with the fam, I had problems with the gang, but I put that shit on pause. I've been gone for a while, but I saw you niggas smile when I cancelled all my tours. Someone tell them that I'm back, I don't never ever slack, grab my gun and go to war. I got brothers up in jail, going mad up in their cells when you hear me bang your doors. Niggas moving chatty, someone tell them that I'm scatty, bro, I'll pull up uninsured, like. Running through my strip, rappers jumping on my dick just to build up a report.
It's embarrassing.
I can tell them, man, I'm bitter, but they're begging it on Twitter, man, I swear I'm so poor. Before he takes a shot, I'll shoot him first. And poor mum, we was going through her purse. We were doing road and doing church, but the devil in his face, like, motherfucker, do your worst. Still here trying to find another blessing. I'm over loyal, man, I'll ride for what I'm repping. Dark times, niggas die in a recession. You was fighting with your girl and I was fighting my depression. Wait. Okay.
Alright, first things first, could've put you in a hearse. Man, I gave you boys a lifeline. I was scrolling through my tweets, had a Dell up on repeat and saw a madness on my timeline. LBC trying to blackball me and trying to blame your boy for knife crime. I don't use a shank, I got money in the bank, man, I'd rather do a drive-by. Mad, mad demons in my thoughts, young storms, wasn't ready for the limelight. Took a little break from the game, started praying, man, I had to get my mind right. All black clothes till I shine bright, full beams fucking up my eyesight. They hate me on the slide, but I bet you if I died, you would see I'm at my 9-9. They're asking if I'm real enough. Still got a couple killers in the cup. If he's coming nice, I big him up. Drugs kill, but my niggas make a killing off a drug. Rapping like I'm Jigga, but I'm Puff. West End wanna show a nigga love. But if it weren't me, you would never let my niggas in the club. Fuck District and fuck all these nightclubs. And fuck giving money to people that don't like us. There's riots in the city, just tell me where I sign up. The rainbow's silly every time I pick the mic up. Whoa, I got smoke, you can hold a bit. A coloured brother with a bone to pick. But I still get to gunning, don't be running when I bang mine. Before we said our prayers, there were gang signs.
Sveriges Radio.
Ekonyheter. Irans revolutionsgarde bekräftar att flera höga befälhavare dödats i israeliska attacker under dagen. Bland annat underrättelsechefen Mohammad Kassemi. Något som också Israels premiärminister Netanyahu tidigare sagt. Irans hälsoministerium uppger att totalt 224 personer har dödats och nära 1300 skadats sedan de israeliska attackerna inleddes i fredags. Medan 14 personer har dödats och runt 400 har skadats i Israel. Samtidigt rapporterar nyhetsbyrån AFP att Iran har sagt till medlare från Qatar och Oman att inga förhandlingar kommer att ske medan attackerna pågår. Och med anledning av den upptrappade konflikten ska EUs utrikesministrar mötas på tisdag för att diskutera händelseutvecklingen. Grönland är inte till salu. Det sa Frankrikes president Emmanuel Macron ikväll under ett besök i den grönländska huvudstaden Nuuk.
Greenland is not to be sold, not to be taken.
Ja, den franska presidenten rev ner applåder bland åhörarna i Nuuk, dit han kommit för att visa franskt och europeiskt stöd efter president Donald Trumps upprepade uttalande om att USA bör ta över Grönland.
Let me tell you very directly that you are not alone.
Under mötet i Nuuk träffade Macron Danmarks statsminister Mette Frederiksen och Grönlands nyvalda regeringschef Jens Fredrik Nielsen. Och den franska presidenten pratade om ökat samarbete inom ekonomi, energi, försvar, utbildning och forskning. Macron avslöjade också att Frankrike planerar att öppna ett generalkonsulat i Nuuk och att Europa är berett att investera i Grönland. Macron flyger från Grönland till G7-toppmötet i Kanada där han bland annat kommer att träffa president Trump. David Rasmusson, Danmarks korrespondent.
I USA överväger Trump-administrationen att införa inreseförbud för medborgare i ytterligare 36 länder. Det visar interna dokument som Reuters tagit del av. Bland annat berörs medborgare från Kambodja, Kongo och Egypten. Tidigare i juni så beslutade Trump om ett inreseförbud för medborgare i 12 länder för att skydda USA från vad Trump kallar utländska terrorister och andra säkerhetshot. Svenska kommuner som blir erbjudna en stor industrietablering bör tacka nej. Det skriver regeringens tidigare samordnare för samhällsomvandlingen i norr, Peter Larsson, på DN Debatt. Han menar att det är ett systemfel i hur ansvar, befogenheter och ekonomisk risk är fördelade, där kommuner står för stora investeringar medan staten tar det mesta av överskottet. Peter Larsson vill istället se ett system där staten axlar ett övergripande ansvar. Polisen har gjort en kartläggning av var i Sverige unga personer begår brott. Johanna Kindgren är analytiker på polisens nationella operativa avdelning NOA.
Av hela Sveriges yta så är det 0,02% som står för de mest påtagliga problemen med ungdomsbrott. Då kan vi jobba med det. med de platserna. De andra kanske också behöver en del uppmärksamhet, men det här är ju de vi behöver prioritera.
Hennes kartläggning kan fungera som ett underlag för polisen lokalt på olika håll i landet. Det förebyggande arbetet som traditionellt fokuserar på individer kan stärkas genom att det kompletteras med fokus även på platser. För även om en allt större del av rekryteringen av unga till kriminalitet sker i digitala miljöer så sker fortfarande rekrytering även på fysiska platser, enligt Johanna Kindgren.
Så det är nästa steg, att varje lokalpolisområde identifierar och gräver i vad problemet består i och sen vidta ut åtgärder, identifiera åtgärder efter det vad som skulle kunna lämpa sig i just det området.
Reporter Simon Andrén. Så sport, stavhoppsstjärnan Armand Mondo Duplantis slog ikväll sitt eget världsrekord vid Diamond League-galan på Stockholms stadion. Så här lät det i Radiosporten.
Mondo Duplantis, de sista stegen, sänker staven, hoppar upp där och han...
Ja! Ja!
Han är över! Och för första gången noterar han ett världsrekord i Sverige! Han gör 6,28 direkt i Stockholm!
Säger Radiosportens Alexander Lundholm. Så vädret, imorgon passerar regn bort österut över Götaland och Svealand och följs av minskad molnighet. I Norrland mest moln med regn, men i de sydligaste och nordligaste delarna kan det bli en del sol. Temperatur från i söder 20-25 grader, i norr mellan 15 och 20 grader. Ekot klockan 11 med Daniel Wockner.
I got that anger off, like I got that anger, I've got my frustration out, I just shouted on the song, I said, bruv, like, what the fuck, that?
It's been amazing to see his journey, like you said, I saw him one time perform to only 20 people.
Lethal Bizzle, and you know, when you see people like Stormzy, a lot of these kids will probably look up to, like, uni's an option, grime is an option.
It's just everywhere, I can't believe how powerful it is, and for someone like me, I can't even look at how powerful, I've got to look away from how powerful it is because...
The power of simplicity is also as effective as the technical ability.
Sharpen a sword and perfecting my trade.
My whole thought process was, yo, this could change our life. I remember I used to go to studio in like stolen vehicles and like I was just living a real illegal life and I was just like, there's only two ways this is going to end up, you know, dead or in jail.
You know, he's one of the biggest examples of some kid just being in a park, making a song.
Murky, lie. My brothers don't die, we just rusty, but I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a facial just to top it off, ay. My brothers don't die, we just rusty, but I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a face with just to top it off, ay. You ain't got a clue, let's be honest. I had a couple seas and made a forest. I put in the work and take the profit. Looking at my girl, like what a goddess.
Thank God.
Rule number two, don't make the promise. If you can't keep the deal, then just be honest.
Just be honest.
I can never die, I'm Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
Fuck the government and fuck Boris, yeah. I'm a villain, killing when I'm barring. Brothers in the hood just like the movie that I star in. Service in my whip, I phone the boss to bring my car in. I could probably take a trick, but I just wouldn't cause she's jarring. Ooh, I got the sauce, don't know what you for. Catch me up and slowing in my sliders and my shorts.
Sure.
Chick's trying to get my brother flips to share his thoughts. I think he's trying to tell me I should tell her he don't talk. I don't fuck with her. Yeah, I used to hit it, but you're stuck with her. Man, I wouldn't even try my luck with her. Yeah, let's say I'm bougie.
Word.
Way too exclusive.
Word.
Chilling in Dubai, know I get it all inclusive.
Word.
Now may I ask if you can find it in your spirit,
yeah,
to leave us all alone and go and mind your fucking business. Looking in the mirror saying Mikey, you're the illest,
yeah.
When I'm James Bond trying to live my movie like I'm Idris. What we telling them, look, my brothers don't die, we just rusty, but I tell you I got to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a facial just to top it off. My brothers don't die, we just rusty, but I tell you I got to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a facial just to top it off. My brothers don't die, we just rusty, but so much rusty, I might open up a rusty shop. Mommy saying that I need to get some sleep. All this flying overseas is always fucking up my body clock. And all this stress has got me racking up my brain. So tell these little fishes back up off my name. I ain't gotta be a rapper with a chain, cause the rules are kinda different when you're badding up the game. Straight, badding up the game, bad it up again.
Yeah.
Had him up before, I have him up again.
Yeah.
Fake brothers, man, your man and more pretend.
Yeah.
Pussy himself, he's battling with his friends. Ah, oh, you man are so insecure, man, it's a joke. Man, it's a joke. I need a ball in Dior, cause I'm the goal. Still the goal. If you believe in your source, then raise a toast. These are some genius fools, so make the most. Told they say me some. I need all the homage, could you pay me some? Man, I'm dropping bangers on your baby mums. Girls say I'm rude, word. They wanna see me nude, word. My name's Stiff Chocolate, I got nothing left to prove. I got holes in my lapel, rubbing shoulders with your girl. Which one of said that I will go to jail? Well, I guess you have to hold the L. Tell them this is London City, we the hottest in the world. But we telling them, look, my brothers don't die, we just rusty bop. I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a facial just to top it off. My brothers don't die, we just rusty bop. I tell your girl to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a facial just to top it off.
That energy, that speed, that fierceness, like it all comes from, yeah, your British legends, yeah.
But can you remember when garage turned into grime?
No, I can't even remember, you know. It's a funny thing because there's a lot of things that like happen in culture, and the age I'm at, so I'm 26 now, and like, as I said, I've spent